This podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. It is not intended to cause or induce breach of an existing agency agreement.
Hello?
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 This is the Vancouver
Commercial
Real Estate Podcast.
And welcome back to the Vancouver Commercial Real Estate Podcast. I'm Corey Wright.
And I'm Melissa Moretti.
And we are back. We had a couple of weeks where we had some reruns there. It was always great to sometimes go back and reflect on some of those episodes because we get so many new listeners all the time. They may not have heard episode 13 or 27 or 39.
That's
great. So from time to time, we'll always try to rehash some of those ones, get them back out there that are relevant there just to keep the listeners excited who are maybe some newer listeners with us. But we're back. We've got a great episode today. We got Rocky Sethi, Managing Director, Strike Group, which is the company and the developer behind, which is going to be, I think, the largest or one of the largest, if not the largest, master plan community, not only coming to Penticton, but coming to the South Okanagan.
I was so excited when you said that he was our guest this morning. I had a client message me this morning asking me about that specific project.
Yep.
And then I said to you, what do you think about Penticton? And it was just such a coincidence that Rocky was our guest today. So great conversation. I'm so happy to have all that information.
Well, you know, obviously the project's getting out there and people are talking about it. If investors from down here are asking their agents about it. So it's all going to go well. We've been involved in the retail and the daycare side of the master plan community. And we've been involved in it for quite some time now, getting it up to this phase on the retail aspect of it. And we're excited for it. One thing I talk about a little bit on the podcast is Rocky's group's attention to the commercial aspect of this has been so passionate and so focused from day one. We've been involved and they've had us involved in all the meetings and even the stuff too, like Key Marketing is doing the condos side of things for it. And they've been phenomenal to work with, and Cam Good and his group over there is amazing at what they do. So we've been included in a lot of those meetings from day one, and they've had a real big interest on how can we create a great retail atmosphere in this master plan community, not only for the first phase, but for future phases, and how can those residential owners benefit? So it's been actually an honor to work with a project of this size so early and for them to want our input, which is great, because a lot of times two signs in commercial is, and you can't blame developers. You might have 5,000 or 10,000 square feet of commercial, but I got like 300 homes to sell. What's going to move the needle? The 300 homes or the 8 retail units? So a lot of times we get handed product after it's already been designed, but here they got us involved right from the very start. We got to have a say and kind of share some of our information, which has been great. And we thank Rocky's group for that. So it's a huge, huge project coming to the Penticton area. And we're lucky to have Rocky to talk all about it.
Yeah, awesome.
Question I have for you, obviously, right now is the residential market obviously has grave impact. On the commercial side, we've been extremely busy. We obviously had a mass run of closings, pre-June 25th, obviously with the new capital gains rules coming into play. So lots of people were trying to, close, I wouldn't say move closings, but close on time.
Yep.
To do that, we've been extremely busy all the month of June. We're now July 11th or 12th, and we can't keep up.
Yeah.
How are you guys seeing it on the residential side?
Yeah. Obviously at any point in time, it kind of ebbs and flows. But one big thing is that inventory has really increased in the last few months. I work with primarily buyers. And so we're out there, we're shopping, we're trying to get a good deal. It's funny because you see listing agents are coming to you going, hey, are you going to write me an offer? And then, you try to get what would be a deal and sellers are going, not interested.
So sellers are holding ground.
Sellers are holding. And so that makes me think, probably sellers are going to stop coming to market. You know, maybe inventory is not going to keep increasing the way it has. And
that's probably a good thing too, right? Because I think one thing too is the media will always find sometimes the negative things in the reports. But one thing I think is really important that a lot of people got to sort of dive into is like benchmark pricing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many sales or how many listings are out there. If the benchmark pricing is stable or is increasing, that's a reflection on different asset classes and the average prices. So if you get a lot of inventory, but collectively sellers aren't coming off their numbers, that's going to keep benchmark prices high. And it's not going to necessarily make it the buyer's market that everybody might think it is. So so what you're saying there is sellers are holding firm,
that's
market staying stable.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. You know, we'll see what the summer looks like. Maybe the fall changes a little bit, but.
Good insight. Good insight. Well, without any further ado, let's get to our interview today with Rocky Sethi, Managing Director, Strike Group. And we're talking all about the massive, impressive innovation district.
I'm excited. Let's go.
Enjoy, guys. This podcast is presented by Impact Commercial.
Impact Commercial, John, Alan, the team over there are fantastic. They've all been on the show.
They have, yeah.
Friends of the show.
Great guys.
Wealth of experience. They can help with all your commercial financing needs.
Whether it's owner-occupiers, land development funds, commercial investments, or multifamily, these guys got you covered.
And they recently obtained their CMHC correspondent lender status.
So for all your commercial lending needs, visit them at impactcommercial.ca.
That's impactcommercial.ca.
All right, we're here today with Managing Director of Strike Group, Rocky Sethi, and we're here to talk about what's coming to market, which is going to be the largest master plan community in Penticton, the Innovation District. Rocky, how are you doing?
Really well, Corey. How are you?
Great, great. And thanks so much for taking the time. We know tomorrow's a big day for you guys for the launch of this master plan community you guys have there. But before we get into that, can you tell us more about yourself and Strike Group?
Sure, yeah. I'm the, like you said, the managing director, Strike Group. It's we're a Richmond-based company. It's where I live, where I grew up with some of the largest developers in Western Canada over the last 16 years. And last decided to, no pun intended, strike out on my own and really just kind of bring a different lens to development. That's been kind of, I had the benefit of learning from some of the best over the last 16 years. So really kind of what I say is do projects that are too big for the small guys and too difficult for the big guys. Like just require a different lens. So that's kind of where we're at. And that's why we're here at the Innovation District.
So this project we're going to dive into here, this is a master plan community that you guys are starting and sales are going to start here pretty quick. Can you tell us more, just on a very high level before we dive into it, the Innovation District and why Penticton?
Sure. Oh, great question. Yeah. So Innovation District is set on, ultimately it'll be a build out of over 10 acres or just about 10 acres and, plus or minus 1,500 homes, 100,000 square feet of commercial space, which is office and some pretty cool retail. Even our office space, we're going to do a mass timber office building, which will be the tallest in South Okanagan. I think the tallest in the Okanagan for a bit until we get surpassed. But yeah, no, lots of really much needed residential. Our first phase has a launching really soon here. We are really focusing on a locals market. It's not luxury. It's not waterfront. It really is for people who need housing in this city, which, a lot of them. We're right across the road from the regional hospital. There's four and a half thousand jobs within walking distance of this site. A lot of that is the hospital, interior health, other major employers, the industrial base. So yeah, we're just really excited to be able to create a really well thought out master plan community. And we use the term village because we really are creating a village. As you know, William Wright's a part of the retail space and there for kids, there'll be seating areas and that's where we hope that people from the community will come and gather and not just the new community, but the existing community, hospital workers. Those can be really vibrant. And we've worked really closely with your team at William Wright on curating that that retail experience.
Yeah.
And we really take that word curating the experience very seriously. So we want to create an experience for the homeowners and for the community that's really going to be second to none.
And one thing I'll toot your guys' horn here for a second here is you guys have been so passionate about what this retail side of it looks like with regards to sizes and exposures and all of that stuff with the anticipation of the residential tenants moving in. And I'm not saying that not all developers do that, but a lot of times in a lot of buildings, sometimes retail can be almost an afterthought where you get 150 residential doors above and we get retail with columns going right down the middle because it lines up with the parkade. And sometimes there's not really a lot of thought put into kind of how that retail is going to look and how it's going to be delivered. But you guys have been so passionate from day one and taking it so seriously that the outcome, I think, is going to pay off in huge dividends with the retail tenants that will eventually get attracted to the Innovation District that will complement all of the residential, both now and for years to come.
Well, I appreciate you passionate and not difficult.
Well, no, but yeah, this is what it is, right? Like I said, a lot of developers, they give us the retail after everything is done, where they've worked hard with the residential and the architects and the city, and they say, oh, hey, by the way, here's 7 retail units. Can you guys go sell or lease these? You guys started with us very early days saying, what does this retail have to look like? And you incorporated it into your design flawlessly from the very start, which doesn't happen a lot. I shouldn't say doesn't happen, but it doesn't happen as often in projects where you have that much massive retail or massive residential coming. So we really appreciate contributing to that and being part of that from the outset that will pay huge dividends for the residential tenants down the road.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. And, you know, we have looked at things, you know, the basics like parking, but we've also looked at things like loading and garbage and how do you differentiate between that for the residential and the commercial, and where does the signage go and where does the venting go? And, you know, where can we have a pizza place or a restaurant versus where can we not? And we're, you know, that's all been, so I thank you for bringing that up. I'll give credit that's part of my training with some of these bigger developers in Western Canada, Anthem being one of them. They excel at designing really thoughtful commercial space. So that's what we've that's been a part integral to the development right from the beginning. And if anybody's in Penticton and could check out our presentation center, you'll see a full scale model of the 10 acres and you'll see how the retail experience is really integrated with the entire community. And it comes in phase one, which is also interesting because a lot of communities, it gets built up over time, but our phase one will have immediately a standout retail plaza for everybody to enjoy.
One thing that I know you have a great history with and you're very passionate about as well is the mass timber development side. And for our listeners that may not know a whole lot about this, can you maybe dive in a little bit about what mass timber is and maybe why you guys decided to choose that for the office building?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Great question. Yeah, mass timber is a personal passion of mine. I've been in construction for over 20 years. Long story short, I've seen things evolve quite significantly in construction, but maybe not significantly enough. And the ability to, I was able to work quite a few mass timber residential units, about 1,000 of them. And we have this opportunity to create a office building across from the hospital in the city of Penticton, which was home and started with StructureLam. There's a long history of CLT, cross laminated timber, and mass timber products in the city. We have a very progressive jurisdiction, which is the city here to deal with. So all of that combined really pushed me towards doing the office building in mass timber. And we really think the ultimate users of that space are going to benefit because there's biophilic benefits or environmental benefits. It's just a nicer building. And we've got a daycare on level 2, which you guys are working on. That's just going to be absolutely spectacular. You're going to have, you know, second floor balcony space for these kids. And now they're going to be in this mass timber environment. The Ministry of Education in BC is building a bunch of schools in mass timber. UBC did Brock Commons in mass timber. It really is the next wave of educational buildings. And we're really happy to be able to do that.
And Rocky, you know, obviously Penticton has been a market that has been evolving dramatically and it's been on everybody's radar here. Everyone saw what happened in Kelowna with kind of that development boom that's happened and all the people that have migrated to Kelowna creating a great environment. I know we touched a little bit about Penticton at the very start of the show, but why Penticton for such a big project? Obviously, we know demand is there and is continuing to be there, but why Penticton versus maybe taking the traditional developer route and going into, say, a Kelowna market where you already kind of know what you're getting from a development of this size?
I grew up in Richmond. I've seen Richmond General Hospital, the growth there. We're all seeing what's happening in Surrey across from Surrey Memorial Hospital. We've seen what West Group's done around the hospital in New West. And we're seeing what's happening around St. Paul's. And so when the opportunity came up and I saw 10 acres of flat land across from a growing regional hospital in a growing regional center like Penticton, it was just too hard to resist. And yeah, Penticton is not Kelowna. It probably will never be a Kelowna and nor should it be. It will be, I use the example of if Kelowna is Seattle, Penticton is Bellevue. It's just a different experience. You're in between two lakes. You got the Naramata Bench. You're in the South Okanagan, there's a very different vibe and a very different feel from Kelowna. Kelowna is a big city. It's great. I have a home there. My daughter was born there. But Penticton has so much going for it. So we just saw the potential. We saw a jurisdiction that was really good to deal with. Mayor Bloomfield and staff there have been incredible. And yeah, so we just kind of jumped in. It is a phased development. So I think that's what some people don't get. We're not doing 10 acres all at once. The first building is single building sitting on about an acre of land. The second building is another building sitting on about an acre of land. And we'll just go through the site like that to make sure that we have, we develop value, and all of the investors really are benefiting each step of the way, and the city benefits each step of the way. So that's kind of been our approach, and that's been the angle that we've taken to justify this massive undertaking.
And then with this project, obviously the goal, I think, at this point is going to be stratified condos. But at any point in time, would there be a rental opportunity in there, whether it's you guys or maybe a third party developer that comes in to do it?
Yeah, we've got, there's 13, ultimately be 13 buildings across the site. Like I said, the first building is residential and the second building's office. We've got sites for rental buildings. We have a site for a hotel. We also have a site for a seniors care, like assisted living, independent living. So what we wanted to do is create the vision for a very robust community that would cater to all ages. And some people say they want to do that, but they haven't really given the thought of how to make it happen. We're going to have a pathway throughout the site that kind of connects the different areas. You know, the idea is that people that are visiting the hospital or people that need the service of the hospital can all find a home in our community.
So one thing too that I wanted to touch base just a little bit on, maybe I should have maybe done this a little bit earlier. You talked a little bit about kind of the retail and all the amenities that are going to be here in this master plan community. And obviously I've had the benefit of seeing some of these plans and some of these renderings there. Can you maybe talk more about, I mean, what else besides strictly just retail, is there going to be any like sort of like city plazas or anything like that, that these people eventually will have the benefit of as it gets phased into the project?
Yeah, the first phase, in fact, has the retail in both buildings is centered around what I think is going to be quite an incredible little public plaza. It's going to feel part of the community of the Innovation District, but it's also going to be very well connected to the hospital and the surrounding community. So, like I said, it'll be you know, some of the best coffee shops, some of the best restaurants, a little grocery store, a daycare. It's going to be very activated and animated. There's going to be a lot of life to it. And that's just in phase one. In future phases, we have open public green space. We're going to do improvements. And then amenities by building. The first residential building has a pretty incredible gym. It also has a really nice rooftop deck that all of the residents can access. So if you're living in a studio, a three-bedroom, you have access to this rooftop deck that has views of Saha Lake. The office building, they'll have a rooftop deck of its own that for the exclusive use of the office levels, and again with views of both lakes. So there's community-based amenities, and then there's individual building-based amenities. So it really is going to be a highly amenitized type of community for every group that either lives there or works there.
Now, not pivoting off of the project here, but maybe going to Strike Group for a little bit. Can you maybe tell us more about future projects or anything else that you guys are working on, just from a knowledge level for our listeners on Strike Group? Because I know it is a fairly new venture for you guys.
Yeah, sure. No, we are definitely new. I say we're a group of people that have a lot of experience in real estate over the last 20 years, and we're coming together to execute on projects. And we're working on a project in North Delta. We're working on some rental projects and underwriting them as well. It's a challenging time. You know, rules are changing and the environment's changing. We're looking to partner with some groups as well on some other condo sites. But we're really focused right now. Our biggest focus is the Innovation District, but I definitely have some other stuff that's going to come up and be public kind of towards the latter half of this year. It's going to be exciting time and growth for us for sure.
You've been in the development side of the business for a long time now. You've seen market cycles. What is your take now from a developer when you're looking at a project now? What is different now post-COVID in these high interest rate markets and higher construction costs maybe than what you saw pre-COVID? How have you had to adapt to the marketplace in order to find sites like this to make sense from a developer standpoint?
Yeah, great question. You have to really use a different lens now, and you really have to have strong partnerships. And I don't take that term lightly. I mean, today we had our contractor partner in our presentation center, and they invited their partners, and I had a lot of really great conversations. And you have to have that level of connection with the people that are executing the work. So that's at a granular level. So we know our trades. We let them know what the vision is. We have them help us along. to control costs every step of the way. So there's that part. And then that's at the granular level. And then at the 30,000 foot level, you're dealing with municipalities that want to see growth, that, and not growth for growth's sakes, but growth that's meaningful. And City of Penticton is a good example. There's other cities. City of Kelowna is great. City of Coquitlam is great. Surrey is great. There's these municipalities that want to move cities forward. So that's what we're kind of looking at. But in this environment, you have to take that all in. You can't take anything for granted. And, you know, it's draining. But I was sitting with a developer friend of mine yesterday, and I was really glad to hear him say it. He goes, I wouldn't want to be in any other business. And neither would I. I joke around sometimes. I say I'm glad I'm in development because I don't really know how to do much else. But it's very enjoyable delivering communities. And you really have to enjoy all aspects of it because you cannot take anything for granted in this market. And we for sure are not.
So before we get to our six-pack lighthearted questions, because I know you're a busy guy and we appreciate you taking the time, I'd love to get your thoughts on what the balance of 2024 might look like in 2025 with all of your experience in real estate. How are you guys looking at the market and where do you think it's going to go?
I'll use a cliche term, cautiously optimistic. I've seen it firsthand. There's a lot of people sitting on their hands right now, and I don't blame them. They're on the sidelines just watching and waiting. I'll use the example of our current launch. You know, we're launching the first phase and we've got residential homes starting at 279 and then going up from there. And people are really interested in what's going to happen. And we're getting into our pre-sales and we've got a huge number of people that are interested and a huge number of people that'll write deals. But there's just so many people that are waiting. And, you know, the interest rates are what they are. I just kind of tell people, you know, you have to make the best financial decision for yourself that makes sense. I think the latter half of this year is going to be tentative optimism, whatever you want to call it. People are feeling good, but they want to see the environment change in some way. And that means something different to everybody. And then rolling into 2025, I think they're, you know, the interest rates are trending in the right direction. The economy is will continue to be strong and, you know, jobs are there. There's a job for everybody that needs one. So I think as we shrug off the last couple of years of that have been really challenging, I see the future 2024, 2025 being very strong for both the job and the housing markets.
So Rocky, before we let you go, like I said, we've got a six pack of lighthearted questions we ask all of our guests. So we get to know you a little bit more outside of the office. Do you have just a few more minutes for us?
Oh yeah, of course. No problem.
The six pack is powered by our good friends over at Redpoint Law.
Redpoint Law, Corey, Tim, Falco, Scott, and the team. These are great people with a wealth of experience when it comes to commercial closings and private lending. And I just want to say, Corey, not to cut you off, they have a perfect 5-star review on Google.
So for all your commercial legal needs, visit them at redpointlaw.ca with offices in Vancouver and now open in downtown Kelowna.
First question, favorite vacation spot?
My favorite is south of France.
Ooh, that's a good one. How often do you find the time to get to the south of France, though?
I've only been a couple of times. I sound like I've been there all the time, but no, we were there just before COVID. Took the whole family there, and it was absolutely incredible. I love the environment. I love the food. I love the people, the lifestyle. It's excellent, and it's kind of a, we're trying to create a microcosm of that with where we are now. It's that ability to walk everywhere, and we really love it. It's just spectacular.
So Rocky, unfortunately, you've done something horrible, and you find yourself on death row. You're given the chance for one more meal before it's all over. What meal are you having?
It's good. I don't eat it a lot, but it's got to be a steak. I'll take a steak from Heinz or Victor, like whatever. I'm not super particular on cut, but I just like love a really, really well-cooked steak with some, you know, probably some broccoli or some greens on the side, a nice glass of red wine, and I'm a happy man.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Good choice.
Good choice.
All right, next question. What's one book recommendation you would have for our listeners?
Well, I'm reading a book right now. It's called Contagious. I can't remember the author. It was recommended to me by my dad, and it's excellent. It just kind of talks about how an idea kind of is created and started, and how it becomes, you know, in the word contagious, how it becomes viral and stuff around that. Mark, book, and it's quite good.
All right, Rocky. Next question up, and this is what's going to really peel back this onion here. Favorite band or singer?
That's a hard one. I kind of run the gamut. I'll tell you what I was listening to on the way here. I have my daughter in the car, and I was playing Red Hot Chili Peppers for her. So
oh.
They have always been a, you know, classic favorite of mine. But you know, I listen to everything. I mean, I'm a big fan of Drake, so I listen to everything. And then one of my biggest, you know, in my heart is Bob Marley. So I really do run the gamut of music, and I love all kinds. So
is there a better song driving in the summertime than like Scar Tissue by Chili Peppers when the sun's out? Oh, it's just,
no, there isn't. And we were even the song she stopped on with Californication. It was just awesome.
So. Another great song.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. You are drunk at a bar. You're handed a karaoke mic. What are you singing?
Don't Stop Believing.
classic cliche answer.
Yeah, it's cheesy. It's easy. The thing with Don't Stop Believing is you just scream it and you don't have to worry about how your voice sounds. It also can be screamed well, so you don't have to sound good.
And everyone in the bar is going to join in to drown you out. So you don't have to be a good singer. You're just going to get the crowd going.
You can get the crowd going with
great choice. Great choice.
Exactly.
Last question up, Rocky. Something you've purchased for $1,500 or less that's had a positive impact on your life.
I don't buy a lot of stuff because my kids spent all my money, but probably the last thing that I bought was my latest Android phone. I don't upgrade my phone very often, but I'm just troubled by it. Like, and now that I'm mobile a lot more, I start to use more of the functions, and they are really little computers. So as you travel more, you need to rely on these things a lot more. So that's my latest Android. I think it's S23 or something like that. Yeah, that's about it.
I'll second that because I think I just went from like the Apple iPhone 2 to like 15. I think my thing finally, my battery finally wouldn't charge. So I had to give it up and I got like iPhone 15 and it's just like a whole new world now.
Yeah, exactly.
So Rocky, how can our listeners find out more about yourself, Strike Group, the Innovation District, and all the exciting stuff you guys have going on?
Sure. So Strike Group is strykegroup.ca. You can register there and just, you know, find out more information about the company. Our project is the innovationdistrict.ca. It's in Penticton. First phase is Nikola, Nikola. We are launching sales now. So if you're interested, register. It's out. I think it's going to be a hot one. And then, we're excited. You'll hear lots about us. We're not quiet. We're not shy. And happy to have a conversation with anybody. I'm pretty easy to find on LinkedIn. I talk a lot. So happy to have a conversation with anybody that has anything interesting to say.
Excellent. Well, Rocky, once again, thank you for taking the time to join us today, telling us all about the exciting Innovation District. And it's going to go off really, really well for you. So we're excited to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thanks, Rocky.
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks so
much, Rocky.
Thanks, William. I appreciate you guys.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. Our interview with Rocky Sethi, Managing Director, Strike Group, and the very impressive Innovation District.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm excited to see what happens in there.
Very excited. I would highly encourage people who haven't yet been to the showrooms. They have one down here in Surrey. They have one up there in Penticton. I personally have not been to the one in Penticton, but I've seen lots of photos and it is striking. Pardon the pun there. It is striking that I think this project's going to have tremendous success in a market that's desperately needing inventory on the sales side of things, which is a rapidly growing community. And one thing too that Rocky touches base on is people have to remember that this is a regional hospital. This isn't just not like a local community hospital, but a regional hospital where there's probably a lot of transient doctors coming in and out continuously to work there. Mm-hmm. So I think the project's going to have nothing but huge success. And like I said, we're extremely excited and honored to be part of the retail aspect of it and the daycare aspect. And our Kelowna office up there is handling all that. So for those who are interested or have potential people interested, reach out to the Kelowna team up there. We're going to start the big launch of the retail and all that stuff. It's going to start to gain momentum here as the condos launch. I believe it's tomorrow.
Yes, I think you're right.
Which is June 13th, if I'm right.
July.
You're
a month
my.
Behind.
Man, where does time go? July 13th, sales launched there with them. And for the people who maybe participate, who want to participate in buying condos there that are looking for a buyer's agent.
I would love to talk to you.
How can people talk to you?
Yeah, you can call me 778-869-4477 or send me an email at melissa@vancouverrealestatepodcast.com.
And for those interested in commercial real estate, you can reach us at William Wright Commercial anytime at our Vancouver office, 604-428-5255. We'll put you in touch with an agent throughout the province that can best service what you're looking for. We can send me an email, corey@williamwright.ca. Always love hearing from listeners. Or you can visit our website, williamwright.ca, and sign up for the latest and greatest.
Awesome.
And we'll be back next week with another great episode.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Have a great week.
Take care.
Subscribe today.